U.S. Army Major General Victor E. Renouard, Jr., briefing reporters at U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar. He is the director of operations there. The general said that despite the sandstorms in Iraq today, there would be 1,400 air missions, and they would strike missile systems, units of the Iraqi Republican Guard, command and control facilities. He again warned civilians to stay in their homes. Said that Iraq was still trying to mine the northern Persian Gulf. One of the more interesting things he had to say had to do with the jamming equipment, the satellite jamming devices used by Iraqis and, as the general said, obtained from another nation. Reportedly, that nation is Russia, though Russia denies it. General Renouard said that Allied airstrikes have destroyed a half dozen satellite jamming devices, he said that the devices have had no effect on U.S. combat operations. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon, has been listening to all this. Jennifer, anything interesting occur to you there?
Yeah, I think that the question of humanitarian aid came up several times. Again, it's a question of security down in the port of Umm Qasr, which we're told British forces have more or less secured. And in Basra, we've now been told, while military forces avoided that before, now it's become a military target. The concern, I think, is that electricity and water has been cut in Basra for several days, and there's increasing pressure to move aid in there. But we heard no promise, no specific timeline. The best they could say was in a very few days we hope to get aid in there. So clearly they're working on this, but can't make any guarantees yet.
The general was asked if they had found any weapons of mass destruction.
He noted he's asked that every day and said once again, not yet, but we keep looking and we expect them perhaps around Baghdad.
Very good. The president will be speaking from the Pentagon not too long from now. You've been listening to a briefing from Doha, Qatar, at U.S. Central Command, General Victor Renouard. This is special coverage from NPR News.